Is your business protected against the threat of malicious litigation and frivolous lawsuits? Are you sinking company profits into marketing campaigns that do nothing to contribute to the growth of your business? Bottled Business Sense provides practical business perspectives that uniquely emphasize both legal and media marketing strategies to protect and ensure the longevity of your business. Now, whether you're trying to provide a startup business with some level of stability or an established business with foolproof asset and estate protection, or simply attempting to get a better return for your business marketing dollars, Bill Bernard and Rick Muscoso will expose potential pitfalls to ensure the security and growth of your business, free from unwanted expense and the threat of litigation. You'll learn how to implement marketing and protection tools equal to those used by today's most successful corporations. Let's join Bill and Rick for today's Bottled Business Sense Show.
Well, good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday here on the Bottled Business Sense Show. I want to welcome everyone back to the show today. We have a great topic that we're going to talk about. A lot of people wonder about these acronyms and these abbreviations and all that stuff. But Bill, my co-host on the other side there, we're going to talk a little bit and expand on some of the definitions, advantages of what is an LLP, an LLC, and a PC. So, but before we get into that, I want to bring Bill onto the show and welcome him, and then we'll get rolling here. So welcome to today's episode, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, Rick, I'm doing great. Thanks. And by the way, so everybody knows, when Rick says I'm from the other side, he's not talking about a dimension or or a planet or anything like that. But we are at present on opposite sides of the world, so to speak, and we will be getting together when I get back in California sometime in mid-August. But yes, we have a show today, Rick, that talks about, besides a limited liability company, which most people know as an LLC, I thought it would be really important to bring in and distinguish the distinctions between, or the differences between, an LLP, which is a limited liability partnership, and a PC, which is a professional corporation, because they're really geared toward distinguishing between what professionals can do and what people who don't typically have to apply for a license can do. Because typically an LLC can be used for almost any business, and you don't have to be a licensed professional. So when I say we're going to talk about what professionals can do, I don't mean that as demeaning to other types of employment. I simply mean by professionals, I'm trying to distinguish between people who have to typically apply for professional licenses, like lawyers, doctors, architects, as opposed to people who do not have to do that. So I thought to lead it off, I'd just give a quick overview, and then I'd kind of go into some real important California distinctions. LLP, let's talk about that a little bit, Rick. It's a limited liability partnership, and it basically offers people protection from financial liability for their business debts. And it's a way to form a bond between professionals who are operating with licenses which would be prohibited from forming LLCs. So, for example, doctors can lawyers cannot have a limited liability company in California. It's prohibited. They have to either form a corporation, which, as you know, I did by way of an S corporation. Or they have to perform or form some sort of a partnership. Now, I've always frowned on partnerships in general, but a limited liability partnership is a little different because of the words limited liability, hence LLP. So with an LLP, you have to have at least two partners, and you can use the pass-through taxation that you can use on an LLC and an S corporation, so you don't have to face that double taxation. We're going to talk a little bit about what limited liability partnerships afford in the way of protection in a second. But let me quickly jump to a PC, which is a professional corporation. This is liability offered to professional providers, again, such as dentists, doctors, and lawyers. But here you have shareholders, because it's a corporation. But you can also have the same pass-through taxable provisions that you do with an S corporation. So let's look at professional corporation and limited liability partnership as one being a partnership, one being a corporation, but offering similar types of protection, which we're going to get into now, because I think that's important. California is unique in the sense that we prohibit all licensed professionals from forming any limited liability company, as I said, like an LLC. But in every state, there is some form of limited liability that you can circulate a business entity around. So in a lot of states, they have what's called a PLLC. That's a professional limited liability company. That is very much like a California PC, professional corporation, and very much like a California LLP, limited liability company. LLP, limited liability partnership. So I want to make sure people understand that we can have a PLLC in California, but the thing we can have that is like a professional limited liability company is a limited liability partnership and a professional corporation.
Did you say we can or cannot have a PLLC?
We cannot have a PLLC in California. Okay. But that is very similar to a limited liability partnership and a professional corporation, which I'm going to go into detail about now. I only bring that up because a lot of people always ask about a PLLC. And I basically say it's a professional limited liability company. If you want limited liability in California, you're going to have to go with a limited liability partnership, LLP, or a professional corporation, a PC. Okay? So let's talk about what LLPs and PCs are going to encompass. We already talked about the fact that they encompass professional licensed people, right? Mm-hmm. But as of January 1st, 2016, LLPs can only be used for lawyers, public accountants, and architects. Those are the three classes of professional licenses that can form a limited liability partnership. Now, if you're one of those three licensed individuals and maybe even a different type of licensed individual, like a land surveyor, for example, you could go to another state and form a PLLC, which is very similar to a limited liability partnership. But not in California. In California, only an LLP, limited liability partnership, or a PC, professional corporation. I hope that's clear as mud to people. Because this can get a little, it can get a little confusing. So anyway, now that we've established that a limited liability partnership is a partnership that can use pass-through taxable principles, and a professional corporation is a corporation that can use pass-through tax principles, what do PCs and LLPs offer licensed individuals in California? What can you be protected against? And we always know that when we talk about asset protection, we're talking about what, Rick?
Protecting your personal assets.
I love you, man. That's the key word, is what you just said, personal assets. So here's what you can, why does a group of lawyers, for example, want to form an LLP or a PC? Well, you do not pay corporate income taxes, only the individual taxes because of the pass-through entity. So that's one benefit. Number two, by default, an individual partner in a California LLP is not legally responsible for the professional liability of another partner. So you and I are lawyers, and we form a limited liability partnership. You commit malpractice. I'm not responsible for your malpractice. So what does that mean? That means that my assets are protected from you screwing up your legal practice. And it affords me the same opportunity at the same time to move forward with you in hopes that you don't commit malpractice and that we have a profitable legal partnership and relationship that brings in clients and makes us money. That's the idea behind it. But just as individual members are not responsible for the debts of the other partner, we're also not responsible for the totality of the debts of the limited liability partnership. So you're only going to be responsible for your own debts, for your own professional responsibility, hence limited liability partnership. What does that mean, though, Rick? I mean, if you're protecting your personal assets and you're not responsible for the debts of everyone else that's in the partnership, only your own, what would you think you would have to do to make sure you're okay should you commit malpractice?
Good question. I don't know.
Well you'd have to
you're gonna share that with us right now.
Well, I am. You'd have to get malpractice insurance, right?
Okay.
For yourself. Because just like the example I gave earlier where Joe Blow, my partner, or you, is not I'm not responsible for your malpractice, you wouldn't be responsible for mine. So how am I going to cover my behind? I'm going to need my own malpractice insurance, right? Mm-hmm. See, this is another good example of why you form a business entity for protection. It also allows you to do business with other people and be protected from their screw-ups, but why you also simultaneously need insurance to protect yourself. So everybody always says, why do I need a business entity if I've got my own malpractice insurance? Because of the reasons I'm just giving you now.
Right.
You may want to do business with other people. And you have a way of protecting yourself from those other people while you're doing business with those other people. But in order to protect yourself, should you mess up, you need your malpractice insurance.
I know that's true in the medical field as a physician. My dad's a retired surgeon. And you and I both have friends who are doctors. Isn't that in respect to the legal field as an attorney, isn't that a requirement?
For malpractice insurance? No.
Yes.
No, as a matter of fact, that's a great question, a little bit off topic, but it's still a great question. When you retain a client and you have them sign a retainer agreement, if you don't have malpractice insurance, you're supposed to put in big, bold print in the contract that you do not carry malpractice insurance. So when they sign the contract, they are fully aware that they can't come after you later. They can come after you later for whatever personal assets you may have if you're not any kind of a business entity and if you don't have insurance. But if you have insurance, obviously, then they can come after your insurance policy. So you need to put that in the contract if you're not carrying your own E&O insurance, which in the business we call errors and omissions. That's malpractice insurance. So here's something I want to point out about PCs now, professional corporations. Now we're switching over from a partnership to a corporation. California PC can be formed to provide any type of professional services. So now, unlike a limited liability company as of January 2016, you are not limited to doctors, lawyers, and architects. Anybody who has a professional license can form a professional corporation. Okay? So that's why some people choose PCs. But PCs are a little more cumbersome to run because they, you know, typically involve some of the same formalities that any corporation would. Have your meetings, keep your minutes, that sort of thing. But they do protect individual business owners from many types of claims, such as personal injury, right? So you have a professional corporation. Somebody comes in and slips and falls and is now a paraplegic in your business office. Can't come after your personal assets, can they? They can only make a claim against the insurance you carry through your professional corporation and whatever assets may be available in that corporation should the insurance not be enough to cover the claim. So now I want to get to the nitty-gritty, and that is, let's go through some bullet points about LLPs, limited liability partnerships, and professional corporations, PCs, in California, and what they do protect and what they don't protect. And I think the viewers know by now I'm kind of leaving out LLCs. We kind of talked about LLCs in many different shows. And while the show does incorporate an LLC in terms of a comparison, we know that it can't apply to the types of issues that we're talking about in the show now. I just wanted to bring it up to make sure everybody knows anybody can form an LLC for the most part by going to the Secretary of State website, filling out the appropriate forms, or better yet, hiring the appropriate attorney. Okay, so LLPs and PCs. What you will be protected from, number one, creditors seeking to collect unpaid debts owed solely by the business. Okay? So you're protected personally. Only the business assets can be reached by creditors. Number two, liability for malpractice of other LLP partners or PC shareholders. So if you're a limited liability partnership or you're in a professional corporation, you have either a partner or a shareholder that you're doing business with, you're protected from their own personal malpractice, as we've discussed. And number three, people who are personally injured in connection with your LLP or PC cannot come after you and your personal assets, but you are responsible for your own professional malpractice, which we've also discussed. So that would take us into the final category. What are you responsible for when you have a LLP or a PC? You're responsible for your own torts, which would be professional malpractice. You're responsible for any other type of tort that you commit, such as an intentional tort, theft, fraud, whatever. And you're personally responsible if you personally guarantee any type of a business loan, which I would say to you never to do. But some banks want you to do that. The company's going to get a loan. We want your personal guarantee on here. So if we can't recover against the company, which is the very thing the company is designed to protect you from, we will want to be able to come after you personally. Well, they're going to need a personal guarantee from you. So let's put it this way. If you don't sign a personal guarantee, if you don't commit any torts or malpractice, this limited liability shareholder, a limited liability partnership and professional corporation is looking pretty darn good, isn't it, Rick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So I hope that's given people an overview as to what a limited liability partnership is, what a professional corporation is, how they are a little bit different, although they have the same tax benefits. One is a corporation, one is a partnership, but they both carry with them critical liability limitations, which we're all looking for when we have a professional license and when we have a business entity to protect our personal assets.
Great.
So, having said that, if there are any questions, I'd ask anybody to email us. We had a question come in the other day about a business entity, and we urge people to send us questions or contact us by telephone. And how do they typically do that, Rick?
Yeah. Well, if you have any questions in regards to this episode, Bill's contact information is right below this video on this post. So go ahead and reach out to him. You can also inquire from our website where our archive is of previous episodes, and that is bottledbusinesssenseshow.com. And there is a contact page where you can go ahead and share with us any questions you have directed to either myself or to Bill, and as well as Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus. You can go ahead and just search for Bottle Business Sense Show, and we'll be at those three social media sites, and again at our website. So if you enjoyed this episode, you want to learn more, you can also look through our archive. There's a whole host of free resources there for you. To look back on. And if you need more direct contact, please reach out to Bill. He's always available either via email or just give him a call directly at the number below this video. So, Bill, thank you very much for the information. As always, I always learn a lot whenever we do episodes like this. And thank you for clearing the mud. I appreciate that.
not a problem, Rick. Well, I hope I did that. You know, it's hard on a 10 or 15 or 20 minute show to get everything.
Folks, thanks for joining us in this episode of the Bottle Business Sense Show. And we will see you again next Tuesday, or in a couple of weeks, Tuesday, right back here on the channel, bottledbusinesssenseshow.com, or on any of our social media platforms. So we'll see you again soon. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.